This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Okay. The Lord gave me this, and really, really strong in my heart. It's really going to kind of go with the theme of the songs today, as we talked about heaven and having a mansion, and just like Rose said, we're just kind of passing through, you know, on our way to our final destiny, amen, which is heaven, praise God, to be with our Lord forever and ever. But in the meantime, there's some things we got to make sure that we're taking care of, and we use the word love. I want to talk about the word love today, okay? The word love, we use that word sometimes too flippantly, okay? Sometimes we say the word love, but you know, we don't really give credence to that word. We use it too lightly sometimes, okay? And today I want to talk about my title. It's a simple title, but you'll get the message real quick, praise God. My title is What Not to Love. Okay? I'm going to say that again. What Not to Love. And next week we're going to talk about what we should love. Amen. So I'm going to start on the knots today. And then next Sunday, I'm going to get to the things we should really love. Okay? So praise God. I think you'll be blessed with this message. This message will either excite you and encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, or you may be a little ruffled a little bit, or you may be just a little bit on edge if some of the message that comes to you hits you between the eyes, and maybe some of the things we're going to talk about, maybe you need a little work on, okay? Only God knows that. I don't live with you, praise God, and that's a good thing, amen? I don't go home with you every day. Mike's shaking his head, praise God. You know I'm kidding with you. Praise God. I love you all. Amen. But I still am happy that I don't have to go home with all of you every day. I mean, that's the honest truth, right? You're probably happy you don't have to go home with me. Amen. Praise God. So today we want to talk about what not to love. All right? And to get on a serious note, this is really a serious message, okay? And this message will bring perspective to your life today. All right? This message will really bring focus to your life, all right? You know, every time we're driving out there, and I don't know how many people like Fords, but I've been a Ford guy most of my life. I know some people wonder why that is, but, you know, we won't go there today. But a few years back, they came out with a car called the Focus, all right? Every time we're driving around, me and my wife are always teasing. We'll see a Focus come by, and I'll say to her, "Hey, babe, focus." And I say that to her because we need to focus. Amen? Sometimes we kind of get off track. All right? Focus. We're going to focus a little bit today. Praise God. I want you to turn with me to 1 John 2:15 to 17. I only have three verses. That is my main text. Three verses. But I'm going to give you a lot of other verses to go with it. But three verses is going to be our main text today. Okay? What not to love. Okay? What not to love. In this chapter, we read here, is a message here, for all the different ages, okay? All the different age groups. John is talking here to, you know, the young men. He's talking to the older men, the more seasoned men, okay? Really, the message here is for all the ages. All right. So even today, it don't matter if you're 20 years old or you're 70 years old. Okay. The message is still the same for all of us today. And it's a very important message. In this chapter and in what we're going to look at today, we're going to get some warnings against worldliness. Okay? We're going to be warned against worldliness. Alright? Warnings. We have to sometimes be warned. And in the scripture, God warns us a lot. Amen? He really does. He warns us. You know what? Don't do this, because if you do this, this is going to happen. Amen? Do that, and then this will happen. Right? God always is warning us, giving us instruction in the Bible. And we, you know, as we grow in life, how many know life is really always full of instruction? Amen? I don't care how young or old you may be today, right? I don't really like the word old, so let me change that. How young or seasoned you are. You like that? I put a little turn on that. Amen. Or how, you know, it don't matter. Life, you continue to learn in life until you meet Jesus. Amen? And that's important that we have an attitude like that, that we want to learn. Okay? We want to continue to grow and be better tomorrow than we were today. Praise God. So let's look at these three verses. I'm going to read them first, and then we're going to go back and just talk about them a little bit. Okay? In 1 John 2:15-17, again, in these verses we're going to read about warnings against worldliness. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That should get your attention real quick today. Amen. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Hallelujah. Somebody should say amen to that last one. Right? Praise God. Three little verses. But man, what a message and what importance in these three little verses that we read. So today we're talking about what not to love. Okay? I could have brought today a list and wrote out all these different things you shouldn't love. Okay? But I'm going to summarize it. Amen? I'm going to make a real summary for us today. Just based on these three verses. Okay? Number one, we get warned here, it says, and we get instructed here. And if you notice, this is really a command. Amen? A command, okay? Or a commandment. I know when we talk about commandments, we think about the Old Testament. A lot of times we say, oh yeah, there's, you know, we got 10 commandments in the book of Exodus, right? Exodus 20. But that's not the only commandments we have. Amen? In the old law, there was 2,800 commandments. Okay? The Bible is full of commands. Amen? Exhortations and instructions and on and on. But the first one here we see, when we're talking about what not to love, it says, love not the world. Amen? Love not the world. Praise God. I like a different translation in the Amplified Bible. It says, that you do not love or do not cherish the world. Okay? Now, understand here, when we're talking about the world, he's not really talking about the earth in itself. Okay? You know, saying, you know, don't love the earth that you live in or the country that you live in. He's not, and he says world here, but he's not really meaning the physical world. Okay? He says, don't love the world. I want to say that to you in a different way. Don't love the world system. Okay? He instructs us, don't love the world system. Alright? How many know the world has a system today of doing things? Right? But how many know the world system and God's system are pretty different? Anybody here today? Amen? Real different. Okay? So we're instructed here not to love the world, first of all. All right? And it says here, well, let me backtrack before I get ahead of myself. If we do love the world or the world system, that's because we're like the world. Amen? If you follow the system and you do things like the world does things, you become what? Worldly. If I can make it real simple here today. Amen? Right? If you follow the way things are done by the world, then you're going to be like the world. Amen? If you follow that system, well, you're part of that system. You're going to be a part of what happens, okay? But we're instructed here, it says, don't love the world system. All right? And how many know today, as Christians, as believers, we're not to follow the world system? It got real quiet again here. Praise God. We're not. Okay? Amen? Because God has a totally different kingdom and system of the way He does things. Okay? He says that we're not of the world. I want you to look at John 15:19 real quick here. I know Brother Carlos will put it on the screen for you. But in John 15:19, this is Jesus, okay? Jesus says in this verse, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Amen? So if you're of the world's going to love you. But today, we shouldn't be of the world. And you know what? The world's going to pretty much hate us and what we stand for, because we don't agree with the world system, how they do things, how they live, okay? What's important to them? What do they love, okay? So, Jesus said it. We're not of the world, okay? We're living in the world, but we're not of the world. How many know there's a difference today? Yes, you were born into this world. You were born on this earth, okay? But it doesn't mean you're of this earth or of this world, okay? So Jesus makes the statement, you know, you're not of the world. And I agree. So if we love the world, that means we love the things that are in the world, which we are told not to love. Amen. But he doesn't stop there, okay? First he says, don't love the world. Then he goes and says, neither the things that are in the world. Okay? So, you don't love the system, and you don't love the things that are in the system. Right? As believers, we shouldn't love them. Now again, you notice what he said. Love. Very strong word. Okay? You have to really be careful today of where we're at individually. Okay, I have to think about myself every day. I have to see where I'm at every day. I have to see where my heart is at every day. Amen? You know, what do I love? Amen. What do you love? Okay? Again, love is a strong term. It's a strong verb. Okay? We're going to get into that a little bit here. Love not what the world represents. Okay? When we're talking about don't love the world, we shouldn't love what the world represents, amen, or what it lives for. Amen? What the world lives for is different than what we live for. Amen? We sang about what? Heaven. Heaven, right? Praise God. That we're living and we're looking for what? Heaven. Amen? Anybody looking for heaven here today? I mean, you're waiting for the day. A couple of weeks ago, I preached on the day is approaching, and that you need to be what? Looking for that day, right? Praise God. Because if you ain't looking for it, you know what? You ain't ready for it. It might pass you by. So here he says, don't love the world and don't love the things that the world does and stands for, okay? We shouldn't be in agreement with the way the world is today, okay? Love not or do not agree with what this world stands for. Amen? Society and the world says that abortion's okay. But God says it isn't. Amen? So the world system says one thing, but God says a whole other different thing. Amen? What side are you going to be on today? If you're a Christian, you should be for the sanctity of life. Amen? So you're not going to agree. And the world will what? Probably hate you for it. But that's okay. Right? I'm giving you an example here. Okay? We should love not or follow not the world's ways and lifestyles. Amen? The world has its own ways of living. Right? I don't have to get now very explicit to what I'm trying to bring out. The world has its own lifestyles. Amen? The world says homosexuality and lesbianism and all that, that perverseness is okay. Amen? That's the world. But God says it's what? Abomination. Amen. Man. But people say, oh, who are you to tell me how to live? Amen? You know, if I want to go to bed with Bob instead of Jane, that's my business. And it is your business. Amen. I'm not going to go in your bedroom and tell you who to be with. Okay? To be honest, I could care less in one sense what you do. In the sense of it's your business, okay? It's your responsibility. But where do we draw the line between what's right and what's wrong? Amen? The world standard says almost nothing's wrong. Amen? But God says this is wrong, this is wrong, this is right, this is right. Amen? There's a difference. Big difference, okay? So we have to really be careful here, okay, about the world's ways and the world's lifestyles, that we don't let that stuff come into us. Amen? We should be showing the world how to live, not them showing us how to live. I got a few of you with me. I'm hoping by the end of the message you all be with me. Praise God. Now, we as believers, we cannot. Now hear what I'm saying. I'm going to say it real strong. We cannot love the world. Okay? And we cannot love the things that are in the world. Because if you do, the world is going to get into you. And you're going to struggle as a Christian today. Okay? You have to draw the line. All right? As a believer today. That's why we have these warnings here about worldliness. Okay? Now, I said a lot just for the first verse that we read here. But the second part of this verse is just as important as the first part of 15, because if you don't get it today as a believer, if you don't get it as a Christian, your life is not going to be right, because look at the second part of verse 15. It says, you know, you say, well, why should I not love the world, or why should I not love the things of the world? There's a simple answer right there for you. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did you catch that today, church? If you struggling today with the world, if the world has some hold on you in some way, you love some of the things that the world loves, that, you know what, God, you know in your heart, God really says, boy, you know, you're on shaky ground here, okay? It says here that if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Man, that's a statement and a half, okay? Meaning, God will not love somebody who's not doing what he wants them to do, or she wants them to do. God is not going to approve of things that are not in his will. Amen? Are we getting that today here, church? Amen? And I don't know about you, but I want the love of the Father. Amen? I want my God to love me. Praise God. Because if he loves me, he's going to bless me today. Amen? If he loves me, he's going to take care of me. Amen? He's going to make sure I'm okay, but you know what? If I don't have the love of the Father in me, you know what? I'm really none of his. I'm not his, okay? Because you know what? God is a loving God, and God loves those who are not believers today. God loves those who are sinners today. God loves everybody, but God doesn't love sin. Okay? God doesn't love when we do the wrong thing. Okay? He may still love the person doing it, but God doesn't approve of it today. Amen? And this world don't get that. Alright? This world system don't follow that. Right? The world system we have is, you know, whatever. It's okay. That's why we have two systems here. We have two standards of life that we represent, okay? But this is important. We're making a statement here that if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. Man, we got to pay attention to that today. There's a lot of Christians who need to memorize this scripture, because there's a lot of Christians that think they can do whatever and God is okay with that today. How many know that is a lie from the pit? Okay, it's a lie today, church. Amen. We need to get this today really strong and let this be engrafted in our hearts and our minds today, okay? Let God be true and every man a liar. Praise God. Amen. As a Christian, there must be some kind of separation from the world. Okay? Let's look at another verse here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:14. You know this verse. I'm going to read it from the King James, and I'm going to ask in the back to put it in the Amplified too, because it really brings it out. But let's read it first. The King James, 2 Corinthians 6:14 says this: "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Okay? Now, we use that a lot for people who, when they talk about getting married, that you shouldn't be, you know, unequally yoked with an unbeliever when you get married, because you can have problems in your marriage. Okay? When you have different beliefs and you're not agreed on things about God and other things. But it's not just that. This is just basically about our whole life, that we have to be careful we're not yoked together with those who don't agree with us or believe with us. Okay? You know, because what fellowship? Do I really have fellowship with someone who don't agree with me or believe with me? I shouldn't, okay? And it brings it out really strong here. What righteousness, you know, what does righteousness have to do with unrighteousness? Amen? Or what does light have to do with darkness? I mean, it's trying to say there's a separation here, okay? Now, can we put up the Amplified Bible in this? I want you to look at this. It says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do not make mismated alliances with them." Okay? You shouldn't have alliances with an unbeliever. Okay? That's a strong word, alliance, but meaning you should not be really connected strongly with someone who's not a believer, okay? Or come under a different yoke with them. Now, I like this part. Inconsistent with your faith. Okay? You got to be careful you don't get allianced with somebody or some group that is what? Inconsistent with your faith. What you believe. What you stand for. Amen? This is instruction here today. Praise God. All right? We got to be careful. It says, "For what partnership?" There's another good word. Instead of fellowship, you know, what partnership? Who are you going to partner with, right? What partnership have right living and right standing with God? Is there more at the end of that? With iniquity and lawlessness. Okay? Or how can light have fellowship with darkness? They don't go together. Amen? There must be what? Some kind of separation. Now, I understand we live in a world system that we don't agree with everything, and we have to live in it, and we have to associate with people that don't agree with us and don't believe like we do. But that's just part of what we have to do. But what I'm talking about is when we have our own time to do whatever we want to do, what are we doing then? Okay? You have no choice than to go to work and deal with people who may be so far from God. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. You're going to have to deal with people every day. I understand that. I have to deal with people every day who don't agree with me or who don't believe like I do. But you know what? I don't let them affect me. Anybody here today? If anything, I should be affecting them. Amen. I should be letting them see in my life, my witness, that, you know what? This is what I stand for. Okay? This is how I live. I don't care if you live this way. I'm not going that way. Because I serve God. You're serving mammon. Amen? And you don't have to go out and tell that to somebody. What I'm saying is, you just live the way you're supposed to live. Amen? Sometimes you don't even have to say a word to anybody. Praise God. Right? Your life is your witness. Before sometimes you can even say a word to somebody, you got to live it first. Amen? And I don't mean you live it on Wednesday and Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you live differently. No, you got to be consistent. Amen? You have to be what God has called you to be every day. I know we make mistakes. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you have to be consistent. Okay? So what we're saying here is there must be some separation. Okay? There's got to be some separation is what we're saying here. We cannot be yoked up with unbelievers. There will be a time you will be with unbelievers. But should you be hanging with unbelievers? No. All right? To a point, yes. You got to be out there. You got to be a witness. You got to do things with people, right? I understand that. But do you hang with them all the time? No. Because it don't make sense, right? I understand we all have. I got friends. I'm gonna be up front with you. I got people who are friends, okay, who are unbelievers. I have one particular gentleman. I've known him all my life. We grew up together, okay? I won't mention names. I don't need to. But he comes over my house every so often, right? Why? Because we have something in common. We like to watch sports, okay? So he comes over. I'll call him. He'll call me. He's a good guy. You know, he's got a good heart. You know, he loves people. But is he saved? No. Okay, I'm hoping one day he will be. I'm hoping I'm an influence. I'm hoping I'm going to, you know, someday it's going to get in there. Amen? So, you know, I spend some time with him, but you know what? I don't spend a lot of time with this person because you know what? We don't have a lot in common, especially when it comes to this. And he knows that. When he comes over my house, he knows I'm not going to do anything that isn't biblical or that would bring... not bring glory to God. He knows I'm not going that route. You follow me? Amen. So it's not like I'm not saying you can't spend any time with anybody who's an unbeliever. I'm not saying that today, okay? But there's a difference when you really hang with certain people, okay? I mean a lot, all right? Where either you influence them or they influence you. Somebody's going to be doing something to somebody. Amen? We got to be careful. Who are our partnerships? Who are our alliances? That's what we're talking about here. Okay? Really important. Praise God. What the world loves and lives for and stands for is not what we should love, live for, or stand for. It's totally different. Amen? It is. Our purpose and our destiny is much different than the world's. The world, all they're thinking about is the weekend. Amen? All the world's thinking about is getting through this work week. I mean, that's, you know, think about people's mentality nowadays. You know, all they're thinking about is, you know, when's the next party? Amen, right? You know, or Or when can I go out with so and so? Right? I mean, let's be honest here, right? What we live for, what we stand for, I mean, is totally like black and white. Right? So today, if we love the world, it says God's love's not in you. We need to really pay attention to that. God's love has not... What does that mean? It means, really, God's love hasn't changed you and maybe changed your priorities. Okay? Because if God's love is in you, you know what? You're not going to do what the world does. Because God loves you and you know it, and you love God and you follow God. Amen? So it means God's love is still maybe hasn't really changed you like it needs to. Or it hasn't really changed your thinking. All right? I don't know how you think today. I can't go into your head and look and see what's in there. You know what's in there, though. Amen? God knows what's in there, right? Praise God. Your priorities. Has God affected your priorities today? Are your priorities that you live by, are they biblical today or are they not? Only you can answer that. Right? Let's move on here. Let's go back to 1 John. Let's look at verse 16. So I need to really roll here. Before I even go to 16, I'm going to give you a few scriptures that go with what we've been talking about here. And I'm going to read them real fast, okay? You don't have to follow with me. They'll probably put them on the screen for you. But these are just cross-references to what we've been talking about here. Dealing with worldliness, okay? Really important here. Praise God. Couple verses. In Matthew 16:26, it says this, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" You can't. Is there anything you could give for exchange of your soul? Not really, right? So if you today were to gain the whole world, and how many know the world system is about gaining on this world, not the world to come, right? They'll connive, they'll steal, they'll lie, they'll do whatever they have to do to get to where they want to get to. But is that God's system and way? Of course not. Okay? So you can gain the whole world, but if you lose your soul, it's all in vain in the end. Amen? It really is. Colossians 3 verse 2 says, "Set your affection on things above, not on the things on the earth." Right? It says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Okay? Where's our mind? Is it heaven-bound or earth-bound? Right? What consumes our minds every day? Is it what we see on this earth, what we want on this earth? Or do we have affection for the things that are above, you know? What has our attention here is what we're saying, amen? And the last one here on this point is James 4:4. Listen to this one. It says, "You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Oh, you talk about some strong scripture here. Amen? I need to say that again. We need to hear this today, church. He's talking to adulterers and adulteresses. He says, "Don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?" We can't be a friend to the world. Meaning, I agree. I'll follow you. Okay? We can't be that way as a Christian today. Amen? "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Wow. I don't need to say any more on that. It says it for itself. Amen? Now look at verse 16 of John, 1 John 2. It says, "For all that is in the world..." All right, now he tells us a few things that are in the world. What's in the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. "It is not of the Father, but is of the world." Amen? We're talking about three things here. The lust of the flesh, which is craving for sensual gratification. How many know today this flesh wants a lot? Amen? If you would listen to your flesh, the flesh would tell you, if feed me, feed me, feed me all the time. Amen? Some people listen to that. And they keep eating and eating and eating all the time. Amen? Because this flesh craves for stuff. Amen? The body craves for food. Well, we need food to live. Your body needs to be nourished. But I'm making an example here. You know, the body is like never satisfied. Amen? Never satisfied. It craves for, you know, to be gratified. And sensually too. Okay? Then you got the lust of the eyes, which I like this interpretation. Greedy longings of the mind. The eyes. Okay? How many know your eyes can get you in trouble? Amen? Your eyes. Okay? You got to control your eyes. Amen? Philip's starting to laugh. Philip is listening now. Amen? He's really, I got his attention now. Amen? The lust of the eyes. The eyes, you know, what happens here, it's in here too. Do you know that? This and this work together. Amen? And we sometimes allow greedy longings of the mind. Oh boy. The mind can be the devil's workshop. Have you ever heard that before? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay? We got to be careful with our mind and with our eyes. The lust of the eyes. You know, you can't give to your eyes everything it looks at and wants. How many know that today? You know, at work you may have a secretary whose name is Jane, and she's a very pretty, beautiful young lady. But how many know that's not for you to touch? Amen. Your eyes may want that, you know, and your mind may think about it too. Oh boy, would it be nice if I was with her? Amen. But you're already married. You're with her. Right? If she knew what you were thinking about her, you would be in big trouble. Amen. Right? So the eyes, boy, I tell you, your eyes will get you in trouble if you let them wander. And your mind will get you in big trouble if you let it wander. Oh, we got to have those things under control. Amen? Very important here. Praise God. And he talks about the pride of life here, which is assurance in one's own resources or in the stability of earthly things. I need to say that again. The pride of life can be assurance in your own resources and what you can do, right? It's a false pride. Amen. I can do anything. Amen. I'll take care of myself forever. You know, I'm good. And you may be good, but you also have a problem with pride. Amen. You know, you can't get above yourself, right? That prideful spirit will kill you if you let it. You have an assurance. It's a self-assurance in your own resources or in even the stability of earthly things. Okay? This world is not stable. How many know that? There really is no stability in this earth realm. All right? So, these are things that are in the world that what? We're not to love today. Okay? Really love, meaning has really our hearts. Right? We crave for and we put our all into. You know, when you love somebody, you're going to do whatever you can for that person. Amen? Because you love them. Meaning with all that you have. Your total heart, that person has your total heart when you love somebody. And that's how we're supposed to love God. God has your heart today. Amen? Got real quiet there. Okay, let me move on. Praise God. There's lust that we deal with that are evil desires of the flesh. Okay? Lust are evil desires of the flesh. They're carnal and they're earthly. Okay? It's what this body again wants. All right? It's the old nature speaking to us and thinking. Okay? We have to take care of that. We have to control those desires, those evil desires, those evil lustful spirits that will try to come and cause us to be what? Earthly, carnal. Okay? They're not good. Right? Because it's flesh motivated. It's not spirit motivated. Right? We got to be careful today with that. I want to give you a few scriptures dealing with this pride even issue here. Okay? Dealing with pride, because pride is a major thing we all have to deal with. And God deals with it in His Word really strong. I know you know that today. But in Proverbs, we see some scriptures here. In Proverbs, the first one, Proverbs 11:2, it says this, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." See, when pride comes, shame is going to come, because eventually you're going to bring shame to you if you're proud today. You're eventually going to fall, okay? If you allow that spirit of pride to rule and reign you, okay? Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction." Wow. Pride goes before destruction, amen? "And a haughty spirit before a fall." So it's just a matter of time before you're going to fall on your face if you're full of pride, okay? Destruction's coming if you're walking around in pride. It's just a matter of time. Boom. It's going to hit you. Okay? Proverbs 21:4 says this, "A high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Pride is sin. Okay? We cannot have that type of a spirit. It'll get you in trouble. Okay? That's what's in the world today. There's a lot of pride people in the world. A lot of proud politicians in the world. Amen? A lot of proud government officials that you can't tell them what to do. They think they have all the answers. Not all of them are like that. Some of them are. Amen? All right? Thank God they're not all like that. We'd be in really trouble. Amen? But a lot of proud people, and pride will come against you, and eventually it's going to eat your lunch if you let it. This is what's in the world today. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We got to be careful we're not allowing this to be in us, that we don't allow these things because we're not of this world. Amen. We don't love those things. We're to be the opposite of those things. Amen. Instead of being proud, we should be what? Humble. Anybody here today? Amen. I'm not saying you don't be confident. God wants you to be confident. There's a difference. But not proud. Okay? Confidence and pride are two different things. All right? And who are you confident in today? Amen. Should be in God and the ability He's given you to be what He's called you to be. Amen. Verse 17 of 1 John 2 says, "And the world passeth away." The world system we're talking about here, it will pass away. Do you get that, church? Do you realize that? "And the lust thereof," all the lust that's in this world, all the pride that's in the world, one day it's going to pass away. Amen? It says, "But he that doeth the will of God abideth for a short time." No, forever! Amen? I like that. Forever! Who? The one who allows the spirit of lust to come in? The spirit of the flesh to come in? The one who has that pride to come in? No. The one who does what? The will of God. Amen. It's going to abide forever. Praise God. Is that you today? Amen. Some of you didn't want to answer me. Come on now. You better be sure. Amen. I can't be sure for you. I have to be sure about me. You know, if your time is up before mine, you know what? I can't say, "Hold on here, let me grab your pant leg and I'll get in there with you." It don't work that way today. Amen? You are responsible for you and I am responsible for me. Praise God. This world and this system of this world is going to leave one day. Praise God. And I'm happy about it. How about you? You know, one day when it goes, man, it'll be a hallelujah day. There's a big mess in our world, right? The world is just, it's lost, amen. It's confused. It's the devil's got it on the world today. Because he's running it, amen. How many know that the Bible says the devil is the prince of the air, of this air, this earthly realm, okay? Know that he only is allowed to do what God allows him to do. But God has allowed him to do things. How many know that? That's why he's doing what he's doing. But one day, his time will be up. Amen. So this world will pass away. Praise God. And all the evil cravings. Oh, God. that come with this world that are forbidden, they're going to be gone. Amen. I'll be happy about it, and you should be too. But he that does the will of God, meaning he that does the opposite of what this world loves to do and does today, that person, man, is going to live and remain forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, you say, that in itself should encourage you to live the Christian life and to be close to God, because you know what's coming. Amen. You got destiny in your life waiting for you. Amen. You got a future. You got purpose today. A lot of people don't have purpose. They don't know why they're even here. Amen. They think they're here just to go to work for IBM. I mean, come on. If that's what the world was all about, hello. I mean, there's more to life than just going to work at a job full time. Amen? There really is. And thank God we have the plan right here. We've got the plan. Praise God. It's there for us. Amen. You must be a doer, though, today. Amen? I'm going to read you a couple of verses and we're closing here. Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Who's going to enter in? It's the one who is a doer. You got to do. You got to do the will of God. Amen. You got to do His commandments. Amen. I know you're going to slip here and there and you're going to mess up every so often. We understand. I'm not talking about being perfect. Okay? God knows we're not perfect. All right? But He expects us to be sincere and genuine, to try to be perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to be a doer. Praise God. Real important. Matthew 12:50. I'm flying here now. Matthew 12:50 says this, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Amen. Praise God. Who's Jesus' brother and sister and mother? The one who does the will of my Father. Amen? You got to be a doer of what? Your will? No, God's will. Praise God. And your will should be incorporated in God's will. Amen? And if you do it, man, Jesus says, "You're my brother. You're my sister." Amen. Makes me think of a song by Russ Taff. How many know Russ Taff? He wrote a song on that. You know, "You're my brother, you're my sister." And he goes on. You know, he's a real, real good artist. Praise God. So the doer is the one that's going to be there. Praise God. James 1:22. This one is a real important verse. Needs to get your attention today. Amen. Because a lot of people are not doing this on the whole like they should. In James 1:22 it says, "But be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only." Amen. It says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." A lot of people are deceiving themselves today. Just because they come to church, they think they're going to heaven. Boy, are they going to have a rude awakening when Jesus comes back. Amen. It's not enough just to sit in the pew and hear message after message, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday. Amen? On TV or at home or wherever, you know, wherever, at your friend's house, you can listen to someone preach and teach. You can hear and hear till you're blue in the face, but if you don't do what you're hearing, it's in vain. Amen? We got to be doers. Praise God. Doers, not hearers. Don't be deceived. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let him fool you. A lot of people are fooled today. Amen. You gotta be the real deal. Praise God. The real thing. Amen. If you love things today that you shouldn't, you need some deliverance today. I got a couple amens. Praise God. Meaning, you got to be delivered from those things that are maybe holding you down. Amen? If you love, you know, there's Christians that I know, Christians and not only just believers, but there's people in ministry, you know what? They're addicted to pornography on a computer. I'm going to get real heavy now, okay? They still love God. They're Christians. But you know what? They need deliverance from that. Amen? If that is controlling you, you got to get on the computer once a day because you need to see that stuff. You know what? You need deliverance today. You're not going to hear this kind of preaching in every church, let me tell you. But it's the facts, okay? That's a worldly thing, amen? That's the world system. World system says, you can watch pornography on a computer. It's okay, you're in your own house. Who are you hurting? You're hurting you. And you're hurting your family, amen? Praise God. If you got, you know, Playboy magazines in your car because you don't want your wife to see them, you need deliverance today. Oh, God. See, some of us don't want to get... That's what he's talking about here. We can be deceived that we're okay, we're doing everything right, but man, you got some you know, bones in your closet there that got to come out. Amen? You know, what's in our closet, church? All of us have closets at home. Amen. All of us do. Right? And God knows what's in the closet. Amen? Thank God we don't know about our closets. Because then everybody else would know. Amen? Some things we shouldn't talk about. But you know what? This is really serious here. We can't be deceived, okay? You need to know. If you need help on something, don't be ashamed or don't let the devil make you feel like dirt that you don't want help. We all need help today. Praise God. I don't care who you are. Nobody's perfect in this room today. Amen? You know, I stay as holy as I can be because I stay close to God. Amen? If I don't read my Bible, if I don't pray, if I don't go to church, you know what? I would be like anybody out there who would probably be slipping and falling. But I know what I got to do. I got to get this mind in order. Amen? I got to have the mind of Christ. Amen? I can't let my flesh rule me. Praise God. You know, I need the Spirit of God to take over. Amen? Because I think like other people think sometimes. Amen? My eyes drift like everybody's eyes sometimes. Amen? You got to let God have His way, right? You got to be for real. So, we got to be careful today what we say. I love this or I love that. Do you really? And if you do, is it what God wants you to love? Amen? You know, you can enjoy things, you can like things, but do you really love them? That's a strong word, okay? You know, I enjoy sports. I love to, you know, I say it, I love to play sports. I probably don't really love to play sports. I like it a lot. Because if I compare sports to God, there's no comparison. Anybody here today? Amen? You know, we got to play golf yesterday. I enjoy playing golf, all right? But if it means I either go to golf or go to church, I don't need to make it. There's not a question there. Anybody here today? Amen? If it means I either go shopping or I go to church. Anybody here today? There's no question in my mind. But in some people's mind, oh, I have to go shopping. I'm going to have to miss church. You know. Fashion Bug has a great sale, 40% off. I can't miss that. I mean, that's how some people think. Amen? Where's the priority? What do you really love? Amen? I'm trying to get out there a little bit because I want you to really go with me for a second here as I'm trying to wrap up. Amen? Be careful what you say you love. Okay? Two last things here. Don't love sleep. Don't love sleep. Proverbs, I am wrapping up. I know my time is up. Damn, that clock goes so fast on Sunday morning. I'm going to have to tear that thing off of here. I don't know what I'm going to do. 2013, praise God, says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Don't love sleep. Meaning, that's all you want to do all day. That'll become an idol in your life. If that's all, I know people, they just love to sleep and sleep and sleep. They get up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, what are you doing? You just sleep your life away. Amen? I can't even sleep longer than 6 o'clock anymore. I just wake up automatically. If I sleep past 6, it's a miracle in my house. Ask my wife if you think I'm lying here. Because I'm so used to it. And you know what? I've never been one to want to oversleep because I got too much to do. Amen. I want to live my life. I don't want to sleep it away. He says, you better not love sleep. Last verse, and I'm closing, and I'm serious. 1 Timothy 6:10. Some of you probably know what I'm going to say. 1 Timothy 6:10. What else shouldn't you love? There's a lot of things I could have talked about today, but some are real obvious. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Don't love money. Ooh, I'm going to get some of you here today. Don't love money. You say, what do you mean, Pastor Rich? I'm saying we need money to live. Okay? We need money in this society because it's the way we live. It's an exchange process, right? But don't love money where you're so hung up on having so much money, right? Money, money, money. You dream about it at night when you go to sleep. Amen? You can't get enough. You have such a passion for money. The love of money, says here, is the root of all evil. You notice it didn't say money is the root of all evil. Did you notice that? It said the love of money. You can't have such a desire and a love for money that it controls you today. And how will it control you? Some people, they work 7 days a week. They can't get enough because they want to make more money, more money, more money. I need my bank account packed. So one day the Lord can say to you, you know what? This is a lot of money you saved. You know what? Your sons and daughters are going to enjoy it now because it's your time's up. You know, yes, I understand we need money, but don't love it where it causes you to do things that are wrong and will steer you away from God. What should you love today? Come back next week and we'll talk about it. Let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know where you're at today, church, but God does, okay? I try to make my messages funny and I try to make you laugh, but it's a serious message, okay? It really is. What do we love? And we need to make sure we don't love those things we talked about today. Next week, we'll talk about what we should love, okay? So today, if I hit on some things that you're dealing with in your life, you need to give it to God, okay? Say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry, Lord. Help me in this area. I don't want to love this because you don't love it. Amen. I only want to love what you love. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Forgive me. Cleanse me of this. Cleanse my mind. Hallelujah. Touch my heart. Lord, I need a new passion for you. Praise God. I need change, Lord. Amen. Lord, be the Lord of my life. Be my Savior. Amen. Really guide me and direct me. If that's you, that's what God wants to hear today. Amen. Praise God. Lord, you know where everyone's at in their walks with you, Lord. Some are closer than others. Lord, I pray right now you minister to each one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As all eyes are closed, if something that was brought out today is for you and you're asking God to help you in an area of your life and you need to see God deliver you something, I want you to raise your hand. Not for anybody to see, but for God to see. That you say, Lord, I need help in this area. Anybody here? Lord, I need you to really be Lord of my life. I need you to be Savior. If that's you, raise your hand. Okay? God wants to see it. Praise God. God wants to see it. Lord, I need some deliverance in this area. Lord, I need some help in this area. Lord, help me. Deliver me of this nonsense that I'm dealing with. If that's you, raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Praise God. You want help? God is here to help you. Praise God. Lord, you see the hands right now. In the name of Jesus, let your grace and your touch come right now upon these ones, Lord. Help them, Lord, as they, Lord, if they need to repent, as they repent in their hearts, Lord, I know you said you forgive them and you'll help them to be better from this day forward. Lord, give them the strength, the ability to overcome, Lord, all evil in the name of Jesus. All evil desires, all evil passions, Lord. Lord, whatever it may be that we've talked about, if it is the love of money, Lord, deliver us from that today in Jesus' name. Money will not rule us in Jesus' name. You will rule us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will not let evil passions and lust run our lives anymore. In Jesus' name, we ask for deliverance, Lord. Cleanse us today. Heal us today. Help us, O God, to be what you've called us to be. Give us the strength today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want extra prayer, please come up here and I'll pray for you. Amen.